Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
As always, you can listen to this show and all of our local shows on The Fan on Apple products, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There you go. That was an A.
Thank you.
That was an A.
Keep that up. We're going to make you more often.
Are you grading on a curve?
Nah, yeah. The curve on my stomach from eating all these cookies over here. Baskin and Phelps, Tom Withers is in today. I'm Andy Baskin. Good to be back with you after a couple days off. I'll be in again tomorrow. We've got a weird week. Dan, what are you in for the rest of the week here?
I'm with you tomorrow, and then holidays, here we come.
Same with us. And Tom, are you back again this week or no?
No, I'm back on the 30th, a week from today.
Back on the 30th. Okay. Yes. So we're getting ready, right? The press conferences are about to start with players in Berea.
Yep, we have an ear to Zoom at this time. When someone hits the podium, we will let you know.
Okay, so we'll do that, and you'll have the opportunity to listen in on the press conferences we're waiting for. Shedeur Sanders, and I do think that there are legitimate conversations about Shedeur. I actually like the fact that we're in a conversation about a guy who could very well be your starting quarterback next season, and that you could, you know, replenish the holes that you have on this team with two first-round draft picks. You just got to hope you hit.
100%, Andy. You know, I'm glad we're at that point, too. Yeah. You know what? And early this year, I wasn't sure we were going to get to where we're at today, right? I didn't know that we would be thinking, okay, you know, it's gone better than I thought it would, to be perfectly honest. And I've seen enough progress each week that it makes me encouraged.
What is the as you go through the progression, what do you see? What do you like more that now than you didn't like in the beginning?
I like that he's taking layups. I like that he's taking what the defense is giving him. I do think there are times where he maybe instinctually goes to his first read and has his mind made up almost pre-snap. But that's the sign of a young player. They're throwing things at him that he's never seen before, Andy, right? They're disguising, you know, blitzes. They're disguising coverages. There's times where he doesn't know if they're in zone or man. And guess what? Welcome to the big leagues. That's how it is in the NFL. So, I like that. I like what he's done with it, you know, in scrambling the last couple of weeks, you know, picking up those plays with his legs. I had heard early on that, you know, he wasn't a real good athlete. I mean, he's obviously a good athlete, but he didn't necessarily have his dad's muscle twitch. And,
sure.
And I'm not sure many humans in the history of the planet have had Deion Sanders' skills, right? But I like the way he's moved the ball down the field. I mean, that opening drive last week, and I know we always kind of joke about how good the first 15 plays always are for the Browns. And
I don't know. I haven't seen anything that good in a while, though. I thought that was great.
Great, well-designed plays.
Right.
Guys wide open. I mean, Fannin's wide open on the touchdown throw, right? He's forced a couple balls here and there. The short throws, a couple of these have been batted down. He's going to have to learn that, especially playing in the NFL, you're going to have to change that arm angle, right? You're going to have to drop down to get that ball underneath Joey Bosa and instead of trying to throw it over his head. So there's some little nuances and some subtleties that he's going to have to grasp. But I think, you know, by and large, step by step, getting better.
I think every week he's getting you away from the fact that he was a fifth-round pick. Like, that's, I think that's the important part here, is that, you know, everyone that wants to slam him for doing stuff, and there are, I mean, you can, I could pull out stats and tell you that things aren't going well.
Sure.
But my eyes aren't telling me that. I think they're going in the right direction.
Agreed.
And so, you know, to watch him every week, I think is intriguing. I think it's entertaining TV. I think it's something that you can kind of hang your hat on to look forward to in the future. And I desperately want him to be the starting quarterback next year to start the season, because, again, it means you can take those two first-round picks next year and draft for need and not for desperation of quarterback. I still think they will, well, if they keep Gabriel, maybe they won't. Do you think they'll draft another quarterback late even next year?
I think you have to.
Every year you should.
Yeah, I think pretty much, I mean, especially this franchise, right, that's been in search of one for 20-plus years now. I'm still not, though. Andy, let me interrupt you for one second. Sure. So if they do have one of the top three picks, I think it's going to be fascinating. And again, we don't know who's going to be doing the evaluation and who's going to be making the pick, right?
Right.
I think if you come down to believing that Francisco Mendoza is a franchise quarterback, then you got to really think hard about passing on that guy, right?
Do you?
I don't know if he can.
I don't know that he is. I didn't get that feeling in the Big Ten championship game.
I like his toughness. I like his accuracy.
I get it.
I like the leadership qualities. I like a lot. You know,
could he be a winning quarterback in the NFL?
Absolutely.
I like
the size. Yeah. I think
we get so caught up on this franchise word.
I agree.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree.
It's ridiculous.
We should spend a whole show on that. I think that's a fascinating concept.
Jeff and I, we've gone through this a bunch of times of like, so define franchise quarterback, because there's only like five or six, maybe.
If that.
If you're lucky.
Yeah.
But, and we're in constant. So what happens? We had Mike Florio on last week. He was just talking about, you know, the reality of this is you have a 1 in 32 chance of making it and winning the Super Bowl and having a parade. 1 in 32. Your odds are not good. They're not good
and
at you winning the Super Bowl.
Everything has to break the right way.
Yes.
I mean, so much luck is involved.
You
got to
stay healthy. You've got to make sure that you make the right draft picks. You got to make sure you make the right free agent moves. And you still may make mistakes along the way.
Right.
And by the way, you may have a call go against you somewhere along
that.
The way.
Yeah, there's going to be a flag that kills you.
So, in looking at next year, I would love it if Shadur was the starting quarterback next year. I would. Just because it means we're going in a direction. I just don't know.
And the good thing, too, to start to interrupt, is that you positioned yourself in case, in the event that you don't think that he is, you positioned yourself perfectly to be able to get that guy, right? Whoever he might be, whether it's Francisco Mendoza, Dante Moore, whoever the case may be.
I will say this, though. If they don't think he is... Unless they think Deshaun's going to be the starting quarterback next year, I don't kind of see him as the number two going into next season. And this is where I go back to the beginning. If he is not going to be your starter next year, then they probably should trade him.
Is he a trade asset? Yeah,
yes.
That's a good call.
If you want to talk about him being a fifth rounder, if you could get something better than a fifth rounder, then you kind of upgraded your draft. I was listening to, and I don't, so there's a lot of times I don't agree with Ken when I'm listening to the morning show, but he was just talking about, you know, the reality of this is people were saying he was a first round overall pick in the beginning. And so I get people calling in and I'm like, but the whole league passed on him 143 times.
But again, why did they pass on him though? Is it because of the way that he and his dad handled the pre-draft situation?
Is that worth 143 spots?
I don't know. I think it plays into it. I think it does to a degree. And I think, you know, if you're the Browns, you got to be also willing to handle all that comes with Shadur Sanders. And there's enough there, right? Beyond the football of it that you've got to consider.
Florio, when he was with us last week, gave the best explanation of anybody that I've heard when talking about why he went in the fifth round. And it was the way he interviewed with all these NFL teams rather than an interview like any of us would. If we were walking into...
It was like he was being recruited.
Yeah, like he thought he was being recruited rather than interviewing for a job. And to me, that's the most logical answer for what happened.
And that's on his dad, because he probably, you know, he that's not the way to go about it. And I know there's like a sense of entitlement to acting that way.
Right.
And that's going to rub people the wrong way. Whether, you know, you can go into it with all the confidence you want in the world, right? But unless, you know, if I'm going to sit down and interview with you, Andy, for a job opening, right?
Yeah.
I need to impress you. You don't have to impress me.
Yeah, I don't want to hear any New York attitude, your New York bias. You better get that out the window.
So he probably rubbed people the wrong way, and then probably, you know, led to, and I'm sure people had also some qualms about, you know, whether or not he had the physical gifts to be the quarterback, right?
Yes.
But to your previous question, I like the way he's read the field a little bit better over the last few weeks. I think there's progress there. I'm not an X's and O's guy. I don't break down the all 22 like a lot of people do, but those who do say he's seeing things better than he did, at least early on. You know, I'm still puzzled too about, you know, why he didn't get maybe more reps in camp, right? That's still a bit troubling to me.
You're saying in the beginning when it was Flacco and they knew that Flacco didn't need the reps?
Yeah. I mean, right? Then they gave him all to Dylan.
But then they come back with a patented answer. Well, this is the way we've always done it, and this is the way it's supposed to be.
And nobody else does it this way. But you're also the Cleveland Browns who are on this endless trek.
You know, when he finally got out on the field and played in the second half of his first
Baltimore game.
Yeah. Right? Like, he was so excited in the press conference after just because he had got out on the field. And I was like, okay, this is cool. But I don't think the Browns helped him at all by not giving him any. Like, you knew you had a rookie as your starting quarterback. You better make sure your number two is ready to go.
Yeah.
And those are the only two guys that could play quarterback that day. And I'm like, how could you not have given him at least 10% of the snaps during practices?
100% right.
Like, that, to me, that was negligent on the Browns' part. I'm like, how can you put a rookie out there when you knew you had a rookie ahead of him? And I know that, you know, normal NFL protocol is the starter gets all the reps, the number two gets none. But not when you're in a scenario when you have two rookie quarterbacks. That's insane.
Is that an Andrew Berry decision? Is that a Kevin Stefanski decision?
Is that a Haslam mandate?
I don't know. It was not smart.
It wasn't smart at all. You got to make sure that they've got some opportunity to run some plays and get out there and do some stuff. I just that didn't make any sense. Larry is in Twinsburg. Hey, Larry, how are you?
Hey, guys. I love the show so much. You both are wonderful. Do a great job.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Larry.
I kind of agree with Andy. Wouldn't it be so nice? What a relief it would be to have Shador next year start, not have to worry about that starting quarterback position and that. And, you know, how can you judge him, though, this year with such a bad offensive line and bad receivers and that? Like, that's an Andrew Berry problem, I think, because he didn't make any good in-season, you know, decisions. But that's a different topic. But wouldn't that be nice to have that relief, and then we could go draft some more offense for us to put behind him in that?
I agree with you, Andy. I also think, though, like in judging Dylan Gabriel, I felt the same way. Like, he was out there, you know, in a gunfight with a knife, right? It felt like he didn't have the people surrounding him at the time either. So, and then, you know, I think what's fascinating as well is if we don't have the concussion, where are we, Andy? You know.
For sure. Yeah.
When was Shador going to even see the field?
I think they were heading towards him with Vegas. I do too. But yeah, I do too. I agree. When were they going to do that? So, Larry, thank you. Appreciate it. I missed it. Sorry, Larry. Call back if you want. Didn't mean to cut you off there.
That was very rude of you. No, I'm just kidding.
That's okay. That's how I ask questions in press conferences. Well, no, I was like, hey, see you later. Peace. Happy holidays. We're still standing by for Shador Sanders, right? Okay. I just want to make sure.
So people know they're Zooming today in Berea, if you didn't hear that already.
Yeah, why is that? I don't get what's going on.
It's a weird week. It's one of these holiday weeks where everything gets condensed and moved around. So today is Tuesday, but it's technically a Wednesday in Berea. And then tomorrow will be a Thursday in Berea.
I'm just getting over the time change, man. You guys are killing me with all this. All right, let's come back. We should have his press conference or we'll return on the other side of the break. Baskin and Phelps with Tom Withers. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Tom Withers sitting in today as we get you through the holidays. I hope you're not working today. I hope you're out and about and you're shopping or you're just relaxing, you're chilling, maybe meeting up with some friends for lunch, and glad to you're making us a part of your day. So we appreciate that. Isn't that nice?
That was really nice.
You know, it's kind of
like a Hallmark card right there.
It was.
Yeah.
God, could those movies be any worse? Did you see Family Guy did a spinoff?
No.
I watched it last week.
That's I got to watch that. Yeah. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. I don't know the family. I could write those Hallmark movies in 30 minutes, and they're all the same one.
Yep.
They're all the same one. Let's find some fake town. Let's get Pavel Bure's wife to go do only the hockey guy me would say that. It's Canon cameras.
Pavel Bure.
Yeah.
Nice pull right there.
But
favorite Christmas movie. Go ahead.
Oh, good question. Miracle. It's got to be. Not the Miracle on
34th Street.
Yeah, not
the original.
Although I will tell you, Herb Brooks' version is pretty good too.
I was just about to say, how are you going to spin this to Christmas? I'm excited already.
Well, there's ice, you know.
There's ice, and when they won, I felt like it was Christmas.
That's true.
The Russians are coming for dinner.
That's true.
Menigan, yours. What about you?
Oh shoot. it's a tie between, like Christmas Vacation is not a good movie by any means. It's a collection of seven awesome skits.
Oh, it's a great movie.
And that's what makes, well, but that's all those National Lampoon movies is it's five to six great skits that they put a really loose plot on. Like, it's almost, I'm waiting for someone to do the giant piece where they compare all those movies to musicals, because it's pretty much the same thing where it's like, here's this loose plot surrounding all these great songs.
Right.
White Christmas will always sit near and dear to my heart because I watch it with my parents every year. And so that one's up there.
Nice.
All right, what's yours?
I'm probably going to go Christmas Carol 1951, Alistair Sim as the original Scrooge. That's the best.
Wow.
I would have to throw out a Muppet Christmas Carol, too.
Yeah.
I love the Muppet Christmas Carol.
Oh, Muppets is pretty good.
The Muppet Christmas Carol.
And don't get me wrong, I love the Elves. You know, I mean, Elf is just too good.
Elf is really good.
It really has grown into something special.
Yeah.
You know?
So my sister-in-law was in town over the weekend. They're from Utah. They came in. I was spent some time with them. She will debate anything with you. Like, she's just great at that. I love these conversations because they're deep thought conversations. She loves the debate.
Yep.
So we had this conversation. I was like, so? And she was like, what? I go, Die Hard? Is it a Christmas movie or not?
Oh, boy.
And I thought for sure she would say, no way, that's a Christmas movie. She said yes.
We've become the internet.
She said yes. And I was like, wow. I could not believe that she... Do you think it's a Christmas movie?
I don't. No.
Dan? We would have never been at Nakatomi Plaza if it wasn't for the holiday.
That's right.
It would have never been at Nakatomi Plaza if it wasn't for the holiday.
Home Alone? Speaking of Home Alone, did you see the SNL knockoff? Oh, you got to see
that. No, from this past weekend?
Oh, it's so funny.
Yeah.
It was so good. It was really gory. It was unbelievable. You know what? I think I lied. It's a Wonderful Life.
I mean, come on.
It's so good.
I don't know how I could miss that. It's a Wonderful Life. But then again, there's another one of those that movie isn't really about Christmas, is it?
Tell you what.
It just happens to be at the time of Christmas.
The final scenes are getting me every time.
Man, I'm
emotional to watch that movie sometimes. I get all choked up.
IMDb says that Die Hard is the number three Christmas movie of all time.
What's number one? Just interested.
Wonderful Life. Okay. That's, I saw that. I was like, oh, man, no, that's surprise. So right.
That makes sense.
It's such a great movie. It really, and then, you know, Bedford's in there.
Does it have a list?
They didn't shoot that in Bedford.
They give you a top 10 list, or what does it give you?
Yeah, I can give you the top 10 list.
Go ahead. Yeah, shoot.
Coming in at number 10, Santa Claus.
World War Pants.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is a... Wait a second.
That's not a movie.
I'm going backwards.
Yeah, because I was going to bring that up. I'm like, are those...
Not a movie.
Like, Charlie Brown Christmas considered a movie?
Is what?
Like a Charlie Brown Christmas. Is that considered a movie?
No.
No.
Or is that just a TV special?
There you go. TV special.
I'm going back to 15. Scrooged is 15, which I think is pretty good.
That's a good one. With Murray.
Yeah, Bill Murray. That's really good.
Solid.
Polar Express, worthy, right? Okay. 14. Bad Santa, 13.
Oh, come on.
This is IMDb. Gremlins?
Yeah, a lot of people think Gremlins is a Christmas movie.
Wow.
It's like one scene, right? No.
Yeah.
It's around the holidays, right? Is that kind of the...
Yeah.
Rudolph, the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Not a movie.
11.
Not a movie.
Yeah, not a movie. The Santa Claus, Tim Allen.
Okay.
The original.
All right.
I thought that was pretty good. That was 10. That's worthy of being 10. Miracle on 34th Street is 9.
There you go.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas. That should be the Jim Carrey, Ron Howard one.
That's a TV special in my mind, unless it is the Jim Carrey.
The original, the 1965.
The movie one, though, is
Karloff.
Yeah.
I guess the new animated one is the number one most streamed movie right now as well, the Grinch with Jim Carrey.
Okay. Really? Mm-hmm. All right, I might have to check that out. Christmas Story, Cleveland's Own, right? Number 7. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is number 6. Elf is 5. A Christmas Carol.
1951?
From 1951.
That's me.
Yep. Yeah, that's you.
Hey.
That's right there. Die Hard is 3. Home Alone is 2. It's a Wonderful Life is 1.
Okay.
There you go.
Those all work.
Nice. What's it? No, I'm just, you got me curious. What's 100?
Got to be a Hallmark movie.
The Naughty 9 is 100.
Oh, boy. That sounds
you're
like
not allowed to watch that.
Yeah. I'm
that
sounds just like saying, a don't get fired. It's, I don't know anybody that's in this, nor do I know their nicknames. When it figures right, when Andy, this is the storyline on him. When Andy finds out he's on Santa's naughty list, he pulls together a group of naughty list kids to get presents they think they deserve.
Well, I went a different direction than I thought it was going to.
So because it was such a tradition in our family to watch that Christmas Carol, 1951, Alistair Sim.
Yeah.
My brother was in London in the last few months And they have tours where you can go to the actual spots where here's where Tiny Tim and Scrooge embraced.
Oh, that's
and
pretty cool.
Yeah, the whole thing. Yeah, he was really into it.
All right, now I'm more into the bottom of this list.
Okay.
The Ultimate Christmas Present is number 99, starring Haley Hirsch and Spencer Breslin.
Another one you shouldn't be watching, man.
I've never heard of any of these. Number 98, Grumpy Cat's Worst Christmas Ever.
Oh, I saw that floating around. With the just because that Grumpy Cat took over all over the place.
Oh,
Grumpy Cat.
Okay, yeah.
So Grumpy Cat is an internet meme sensation with over 6 million Facebook friends.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Who has graced the cover of... I don't even remember.
He had his 15 minutes and 9 lives.
Keep getting them checks.
Operation Christmas Drop. I don't remember that. It's not 2020.
Is that like 97? Operation Dumbo Drop, except with Santa?
All right. Here's where I thought we'd get to. Number 96, 12 Days of Giving.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of that. 95, Ernest Saves Christmas. We should leave it at that.
Jim Varney, was that his name?
Yeah, Jim Varney.
Hey,
yeah, Jim Varney. Yeah.
I grew up with those.
Explains
I grew
a lot.
Up with those movies. Ernest goes to jail. Ernest, you know.
Oh, I'm so bummed
everything.
Out.
Yeah.
93,
Ernest goes to camp.
93 is Pete's Christmas. I was hoping that was like Pete Davidson's Christmas. It's not. It's some other guy named Pete.
The other Pete.
Too many Petes.
Andy, do you see Candy Cane Lane on there anywhere?
Candy Cane Lane, man.
That's the Murphy movie.
Yeah. Me and my mom just found it on TV. It was one of those movies where you're watching it and you're like, this is so stupid, but you can't stop watching it. It was not good.
I'm looking through here. The Ref is considered.
The Ref?
Yeah, with Dennis Leary. Remember that? 68. I'm looking for, Candy Cane Lane, number 65.
65.
There it is. Eddie Murphy's in there. Eddie Murphy's in
with
that.
A bullet.
Eddie Murphy is in Candy Cane Lane.
Right.
Yes.
It seemed like kind of like a low production movie for him.
What year is this?
2023.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was right.
I think it was one of those Netflix movies.
Part of his comeback.
I think Amazon Prime.
Maybe
I don't
Amazon
know.
Prime.
Here's another one. Kent State's own Michael Keaton, Jack Frost.
Oh, I like that one.
That wasn't bad. Yeah, I remember seeing at least part of it.
You know, so I threw the Kent State thing.
I did.
A very Harold and Kumar Christmas, number 60.
I've watched that.
Is there a Cheech and Chong Christmas special?
It's the closest that you're going to get, and you probably need an altered state to enjoy it.
Altered States.
Yes.
Number 45.
This is weird, though. You're right. Like like Frosty the Snowman comes in at 46. Come
That's
on.
A TV special.
They should do a different one for TV specials. I don't see any other good things. All right, I'm done. I can't play this game anymore. And by the way, I didn't have music, and I gave you a list. Dan, we broke all the rules of the show today.
It's not here. We don't have to do these things.
That's true. All right, so we're standing by for Shedeur Sanders.
Tom Withers, not big on bad bossa nova. We have to get away from it.
Oh, we can't do that.
It's okay. Music is music. Well, next week we'll do our end of year music.
We'll do holiday, or we'll do.
We got Buckeyes next week too, man.
Yeah, I'm pumped for that.
I am too.
I don't know. You got me worried.
I am a little. I'm just nervous, only because I watched that Miami team enough this year that they got some dudes, man. They got some really good players. Those defensive ends they have are terrific. That Reuben Bain Jr. is going to be a handful.
This is my biggest takeaway from the weekend. I know. Do we have a second here before Shedeur?
Heck yeah.
Okay. I thought it was weird that we finally got the split. Home road wins. You know, because last year it was all the road teams. Right, all the road teams won last year. Is that right? Yeah. No.
No.
First week.
Second week, all the teams got byes, got beat.
Yeah, but the first week, all the
home teams won.
Yeah, it was all the home
teams. Because of the Buckeyes, Hotez,
Tennessee. Yeah, that's right, yes. All the home teams won last year.
Notre Dame, Indiana, right.
And so we had two road teams win this year.
Correct.
And then so you're hoping that this year that, you know, if you have the bye off, that you're not falling victim to what everybody fell into last year.
Right. How about how quickly people jumped on Alabama when they were down 17-0?
Oh,
here it is. There's the Alabama team we knew wouldn't show up, blah, blah, blah. And then here they came. What a comeback that was. You know, we all knew that the Tulane, Mississippi game would probably go the way it went. And then poor James Madison. I mean, I was happy for them that they scored, 26 points or whatever against Oregon's third string defense.
Right.
But you could see that was going to happen as well. You know, obviously.
How do you fix this thing? Like Notre Dame, you watch it, it's hard to say.
Well, there's going to be fixes. I think the biggest fix that they need to have is that this next round should be on campus sites, because that's what college football is all about, right?
Right.
It's about that home environment, et cetera. Those teams that have won have earned that right, not necessarily with a bye and then another home game, but they got to fix it. I think it was interesting. I heard somebody bring this up that if you want to include the bowl games, and that's part of college football tradition as well,
right?
Have the bowl games at the beginning of the season, which I think is fascinating. So you could have a Rose Bowl in September and just pair up whomever.
A Big Ten against a traditional Pac-10 team.
Oh, Tom, we can't have that.
Yeah, I know. But anyway,
they wouldn't get their sunset at the Rose Bowl. Jim Delaney wouldn't have his sunset.
I think they would be into that as long as the venue still got to host the national semifinals or the national the national championship.
And I think what they're trying to do as well is that it makes it tough for fans to travel for these games, right?
Right.
These quarterfinal games, if you will, right? The Cotton Bowl, right?
It's expensive, man.
Well, especially if you're going to go, if you're a Buckeye fan and you want to do all three, good luck. I mean, that's not in my budget. I don't know.
No, the good thing for Ohio State is they have alumni all over the country, they don't have any trouble.
And they travel well as well. So I think the good thing is that there were some tweaks made this year. There are clearly going to be some tweaks next year, given the everything that happened with Notre Dame being left out this year.
Yeah.
That the way that whole thing went down in the last couple of weeks was just interesting, and the way the ACC dealt with it, it was not a clean look. So,
all right, so we are standing by. We are waiting for Shedeur Sanders' press conference. That's going to happen. I do want to ask you another Ohio State question when we come back into this. Like, the whole thought of playing a bowl game on New Year's Eve, think about that.
Gotcha.
Do you like that or do you not like that? 216-474-0092. We'll talk about that. We're also waiting for Shedeur Sanders to step up to the podium. Basket of Phelps with Tom Withers. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Tom Withers is in for Jeff. I'm Andy Baskin, 216-474-0092. We are waiting for Shedeur Sanders to hit the podium out in Berea. When he does, we're going to carry that live. So if there's one thing Tom and I love talking about, and we have for probably the better part of two decades, it's Ohio State football. Like, we both kind of
can't
light up.
Have enough.
Yeah, it's just, you know why? Because it's not, if you're working in Columbus and you're covering Ohio State, it's like us covering the Browns here. And so, like, when we get a chance to talk about Ohio State, who, you know, you went there, I covered them, I did John Cooper's show for a little bit there, and filled in, I should say, and then did some stuff, with Ohio State while we were down there. Like, it's kind of a treat to talk about it now, and I'm still doing a post-game show now, but
It's just a nice to the juxtaposition it, of
well, these are the problems
Saturday and Sunday, yeah, right?
These yeah. are the problems we're having winning on Saturday, and these are the problems we're having losing on Sunday.
Yeah.
So let me go back to this the Sugar Bowl on New Year's Eve. I'm not a gigantic like if the game if I knew the game
Cotton
was
Bowl.
Cotton Bowl
Sugar yeah. Bowl a few years ago though, which is a good point you brought up. December 31st was when they missed the field goal at midnight against Georgia. It was like,
exactly.
Is this how we're going to ring in 2023? Oh, right. My God. Yeah.
But like just playing on New Year's, I almost wish that game was like a half hour earlier and so that it was over at 11. I want the game to be over by before midnight, but it doesn't work that way.
No.
It never does.
Because it's an 8 o'clock kick, right?
Yeah. It was,
yeah.
The game, and you know, unless,
which means 8:17, which means
if it's a close game, it's going right up against
it's midnight.
You know, then what are you going to do with Ryan Seacrest? You can't watch Ryan or, you know.
We like, Anderson and Andy in Times Square, man. That is so fun.
I've never seen it.
Oh, Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen.
Okay.
Stand in the middle of Times Square and they bring on guests. Now, a couple years ago, they both got hammered on the air.
Oh, that I did see.
And so then the next year, they had like a sober New Year's Eve and nobody watched it. So now they're back to like doing intermittent shots and the night progresses and it gets... And Andy Cohen is not afraid of anything. And then Anderson gets giggling. It's hilarious.
It is cable, so you can say whatever you want. Do they say whatever they want on that?
For the most part. And they get some fun guests. And obviously, they have some musical entertainment along the way as well. So
I don't know. After being in Nashville over the weekend, I kind of want to watch the Nashville one now.
Yeah.
The Nashville New Year's.
Yeah.
CBS, I think, does.
But to your point, we will not be watching that. We will be locked in.
No, we'll be watching football.
Yeah.
That's okay. So are you pro New Year's Eve, or I like New Year's Day.
I love New Year's Day games. I'll watch all those as well. There's nothing better than watching, the Rose Bowl. I mean, it's as good as it gets, right? And then followed by the Orange Bowl.
Let me just behind the scenes. The worst is when Ohio State would end up at, we'd end up in Tampa
for the
Outback Bowl. The only thing that was good about that was they served steak at halftime. And like they had blooming onions all over the place and they had steak all over the place. It was great. It was phenomenal.
It felt
right?
like they were there for about 5 out of 10 years, weren't they? They were locked in.
The worst part about that was that's 11 o'clock kick, and most people were rolling in from the night before, going right to the stadium.
Oof.
I can remember my younger days where it was difficult to cover that game. And you were just hoping to be just sane by the end of the game, to feel like you were back to normal, where your body was like, okay, we're okay now.
Yeah.
All right.
I had a Sugar Bowl like that one year that I covered in New Orleans. Miami, Alabama, 92-93. And that was,
how did that work? Like when you would get gigs covering other AP stuff, like outside of Cleveland, they would say, we need a reporter for this.
Yeah. And we're going to bring in the guys that cover the teams. And then we're going to bring in a couple nationals to help out and write a sidebar, write features leading into the game, that kind of thing. It was always fun because it was new and it was a challenge, right? Because you didn't necessarily know the team. So you had to go there and immerse yourself into the Alabama or Miami rosters, get to know the guys, come
gentlemen,
up with some
we
stories.
Now go live to Zoom for Browns quarterback Shedeur Sanders.
Hey, Shedeur, I wanted to ask you, you're seeing the Steelers for the first time as a starter, but you went through the whole, preparation as the backup that week, the game in Pittsburgh. How much does that help you in this week's preparation now as a starter that you've seen it, you've gone through all that prep work before on this opponent?
I would say week by week of getting gameplay helps me more than that week in particular when we just studied them. Because, like I say, every week is a new week and you have to focus on the next opponent. So, you could look at past notes and things. That's okay. But I think having a fresh set of eyes is always the best.
What is it, one last thing, just what is it about the Steelers' defense that stands out the most?
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag.
year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To you.
I think that they physical. I like their physicality. I like how they fly around, get to the ball.
Thanks.
All right, next we got Cam.
Shador, I know that one of the things you've been working on is you've talked about your footwork and presence in the pocket, and Harold just said that was one of the things that he's seen you grow in the most is like stepping into the pocket and making those passes. And I know you've also talked about that being trust, that being so heavily reliant on trust. How much is that is trust in the team around you, and how much is that is trust in yourself too?
I think everything applies. It's trust in your eyes, trust in what you see, trust in how you've been prepared, trusting your coaching, trust in the skills that you developed over the weeks. I think I think it's all in one.
I know you guys as a rookie class, you guys are so close. So what was your reaction to see Harold and Carson and Quinshon named to the Pro Bowl alternates? Were you excited for them?
Well, Quinshon just had his surgery today. So I didn't really see that. I didn't see that was on there. But they all deserving of it, you know. I'm sure everybody's excited for it, but the main goal is to make it be that undisputedly, you know, to make it where it's no question, no anything. So I think that's it shows that we're on the right track, but I think in the future, you know, it would be better.
Thank you.
All right, next one to Scott.
Hey, Shador, what does it mean for Kevin to say he's got all the faith in the world in you when it comes to 4th-and-2 or other key situations?
It means a lot because having a coach's trust is a big thing, you know, in this game. I think you build trust. I think you get trust and you earn the trust of the coach by getting completions, by moving the ball down the field and doing what we did last game. So I think that's how you build trust, you know.
Yeah. And last week you said, you know, this is the worst it's going to be for you. And I think Sunday you said defense is better get you now. So have you spent a lot of time thinking about just how much better this it could look next year?
No, I live in the present. I'm focused on this week and this game and each week and every game, like, because nothing's promised, you know, nothing's promised going into next year or anything. So I stay in the moment, stay focused on what I have to do now to even be able to be here next year, you know. And I just enjoy life.
Thanks.
All right, next we're going to Jeff.
Shador, if you could look back on that first game in ball against the Ravens to now, where do you think you've improved the most?
If I had to look back from the Ravens game to now, I would it's I don't know. It's a tough one. That's a great question. That's a great question because I don't want to give you the typical answer of course, mentally, but I would say I improve experience. I improved being in situations and understanding that failing, you know, and I think those are all building blocks to be able to have success. You know, I think sometimes you have to fail in certain areas and I like the route. I like the route that basically it took, and I like how everything went because it's a lot of great building blocks that I'm able to learn from when it comes to life, when it comes to just me being a part of the organization, everything. Like, I like when I look back today and I look back at everything, I'm super appreciative that everything happened how it happened. Going out there versus a great defense like the Ravens and not playing my best, but at the same time, that last drive, you know, that's when I felt comfortable. That's when I know, you know, I could get back to being myself. That's when I could feel. So I think everything's about feel, and I'm thankful that, you know, I have that feeling.
Thank you.
All right, next go to Tony.
Hey, Shador. When Cam Ward came through here a couple of weeks ago, you mentioned the differences in your situations.
Yeah.
And then just a few minutes ago, you said nothing's even promised for next year. Do you still not feel a commitment from the Browns about next year and you being the starter?
Nah, I don't think it's about feeling a commitment. I don't think it's about anything of that. It's about controlling what you can control as a person, as a player. I think I have to do my part. You know, I think I have to do my part. And you know, get some wins. I think I have to do my part and play clean football. And the rest isn't in my hands, you know. So that's really all it is. I don't own the organization, you know, so I can't promise anything will happen, you know. I'm not God. I can't dictate what's going to happen each and every day, each and every minute, you know. So, like, You just gotta enjoy what you do have. You gotta enjoy the present. You can't look too deep into the future because then you'll miss the blessings and the lessons that you learned from the now.
Okay, and my second question is, in your season now, your first season here, have you grown an appreciation of what beating the Steelers means to Browns fans yet? I know you didn't win the first game in Pittsburgh, but a sense of the rivalry with this team.
I know getting a win versus any team means a lot for the Browns. So you go in each and every game with motivation and with what you feel like you need to do within the scheme and understand how you need to play for you to be able to go out there and have success. So I approach every game the same.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Next go to Joe.
Shador, Pittsburgh got a 7-8 sacks against the Browns in the first meeting. Just for you, what will it take just going up against that Pittsburgh pass rush?
I focus on what we got to focus on. I don't focus on pass stats and all that stuff like that. This serves no purpose. Because if you just hear that, then you're already losing mentally. You're losing because, like, yeah, oh, they could get some sacks. And then now you mentally, you know, you're not mentally in it. You already lost before you even showed up. So I tend to like live in the present and not really think about the past.
And then just Kevin said going into the game last week, there would be opportunities for you to get scrambles and runs that way, and you were able to take advantage of that. Just for you, what's a process like knowing when to scramble and also just taking the slide, knowing that you got the yards and not maybe trying to get any extra yards and taking hits to the body?
Well, I think I'm still trying to figure that out. I don't think I have the solution, and I don't think I'm. I don't think I have those answers. I think everything's natural. When it happens, it happens.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, last one from Dan.
Hey, Shador. So a couple questions ago, you talked about sort of understanding, you know, how to win within the scheme, play within the scheme. And this past Sunday was a game where it seemed like, you know, kind of taking what was there, taking a lot of short stuff. And I know your mindset is normally to be very aggressive going down the field. Did you have to adjust? I guess, how was that difficult for you? Did you have to adjust anything kind of mentally going into that game, how you approached it or thought about it?
No, it's just take what they give you. I think that's if they're going to give up the deep ball, they're going to create opportunities for you to take advantage of the deep ball, you know? So I think everything's about timing, you know, everything's about timing, everything's about what's there. So you plan, it's a consistent chess game that you plan within while you out there playing, you know. It's, if a team knows I love to have explosive plays, I think they would think to neutralize me would be to take away the explosive plays.
Is it challenging to be patient though in a situation like that?
No, it's not challenging. I'm excited in the game because I'm able to do what it takes for the team to win, do what it takes to have success. So I don't care what it looks like, you know. I could be handing the ball 100 times, you know, and have one boot action and I'll be okay. But whatever it takes to win.
Thank you.
All right, that wraps us up. Thanks, everyone.
Appreciate it.
All right, there you have it. Shador Sanders press conference live right here on 92.3 The Fan. We'll talk about that. We'll talk to Daryl Ryder. We'll do all of those things when we come back here in a moment. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Tom Withers is in today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple.
Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.